Let's go to Francois in Riverside, California. Hey, Francois, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Brad. It's so nice to talk to you. Great. Hey, there's some really serious statistical anomalies in the elections this year. It was there in 2008. It's been going back for many years. Other people have done different types of analysis and found serious problems, like Richard Charnin has found some amazing stuff dating back since 1988. Mm-hmm. But this year, I just joined a volunteer group of up to about a dozen people, and we've done some serious analysis of precinct size.
Yep.
Affecting Romney's results. Now, immediately people might say, well, it's demographics, people in cities like him better, blah, blah, blah. But we have rock solid statistical, we factored out the urban effect there, and we've proven that there is an anomaly that's unexplained. To this day is unexplained. So it's pretty serious stuff, and we have seven or eight other methods that, you know, I can't talk about in all detail here on the radio. But we want statisticians mm-hmm. to start analyzing our elections. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, I've had so many people asking me about that article. People can find it at the UK Progressive. Dennis Campbell's piece over there, ukprogressive.co.uk. Headline, NSA Analyst Proves GOP is Stealing Elections. So many people have asked me about it, and I've wanted to respond, but I have not been able to because there's been so much going on. So I'll do it quickly here. I was familiar with this statistical study when it was sort of initially this statistical theory, as it were, back about 8 months ago. Here's my very quick take on this, since so many people have asked. I am not a statistician, so I can't look at this information and know if it's right, if it's wrong. I've seen, you know, troubling statistical studies before that, you know, you find one problem variable and the whole formula falls apart. So I don't know if this is yet a peer-reviewed study. I would love to hear other statisticians jump in. All of that said, while because I don't mean to disparage this at all, I want to see more investigation, more studies, more statistics, but on a personal level, I'm not particularly convinced by them just because I'm not a statistician, I can't check them, etc. So what essentially you're showing in this study is that the larger the precincts, the more votes that Mitt Romney gained during the primaries against all of his opponents. And the problem is that, so in large precincts, he did better. Now, maybe there's some reason for that. Maybe there is not. The other concern or the question that I have about this study is if you are implying that he or somebody is stealing the election for him via the electronic voting systems, I'm not sure what the mechanism is that was used to do that in these larger precincts.
All right.
Understand?
The next article by Michael Collins will detail several mechanisms, mm-hmm. and that's coming out either tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I understand you're not a statistician. That's fine. That's okay. Here's what we need. We need precinct-level data. We want every county out there to publish the data, the number of votes for each precinct, and less counties are doing that. This is very serious. Mm-hmm. And we also need voter registration statistics just to find out in each precinct how many Democrats, how many Republicans, and then we can chart that, we can do analysis, and once we have a small army of statisticians and political science professors that back this up, then we'll have something solid. Now, I totally understand you because I'm not a political science professor or a big-time statistician, but I assure you I've done enough of this work to really know there's something seriously wrong.
Well,
and my partner, James Johnson, mm-hmm. is a superb statistician. And he's, of course, totally on board.
Well, I encourage, I appreciate that, Francois, and I'm sorry that I do have to run because I want to try to get to as many callers as I can here. I do appreciate the work that you guys are doing. I'm sort of a cold, hard proof evidence kind of guy, and statistics that I can't necessarily understand are difficult for me. But I do encourage the work. I encourage people to look at it, go over to UK Progressive and check it out. And, yeah, the more study, the more investigation, the better. Thanks, Francois. I really do appreciate you checking in tonight.
Thank you.
All right.